It was a bad weekend and Monday for Texas Democrats. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court put a stop to the Dems' near-decade-long bunkum over Texas' last redistricting by throwing out claims of intentional Republican racial discrimination in drawing statehouse and congressional district lines. Beginning at the end of last week through to the Monday political commentaries, Texas Democrats couldn't even earn much positive press out of their convention just held in Fort Worth. And it's saying quite a lot when the very Democrat-leaning press cannot find much hopeful to write and in many cases wrote summaries of the convention which directly or indirectly lamented that Dems didn't offer much to get excited about. Most coverage pointed out the same old far-left platform advocating gun control, free college tuition for all, free health care, legal recreational use of marijuana, and paid sick leave for all Texas workers. The most excited column was from the Austin paper's Ken Herbin, in which the headline claimed that Beto Pancho flashed star power at the Texas Democratic Convention. However, the column itself was essentially a collection of things done, not done, and heard at the convention that makes it clear that the Dems still live in a universe very different than that of most Texans. Herbin ended his column actually making fun of the Dems by quoting from State Rep. Gina Hinojosa's speech praising bleeding heart liberalism, in which she asked, "In what backward, mean-spirited, unfeeling, soulless world was it decided that the adjective bleeding heart was an insult when describing a person?" Herbin ended the column with this answer, "It's a world we call Texas, ma'am." I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.